This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Something unusual is happening on X right now. It's raising big questions about who we trust online and how we read the posts that land in front of us. And it makes you wonder, how well do we really know the people behind the accounts we follow every day?
Gender, sexuality, and pop culture. There isn't much Lauren Rosewarne doesn't know. And if she doesn't, we'll make it up.
Lauren Rosewarne, good afternoon.
Hello, Warren. Thanks for having me.
Before we get into the impact, can you walk us through what this new X feature actually does and why it's suddenly exposing so many accounts?
Yeah. So when you click on somebody's profile, there are three dots next to their name and you can click on that to get more information. And one of that more information is about their location. And we never had that information before. So now we've got access to where an account is operating from and how many name changes that account has gone through previously. Again, information we didn't have before this feature was turned on.
Now, why do you think people are so quick to believe an online persona, even when I suppose the clues don't quite up? Because I'll tell you something I do. If I look at something, I mean, I'm not on social media anymore, but I look at the background and I observe the power outlets, for example, things like that to give away where they are.
Right. Well, so you're looking at the photos, do you mean?
Yes.
Okay. So I think the answer to this question as to why we believe these accounts is what's called confirmation bias. And this is a concept that's discussed in sociology and psychology. And basically, if somebody is saying stuff we already agree with, we're more likely to believe it. And our guard is lower when we're looking for clues as to the account's veracity. So we're not looking at the PowerPoints. We're not looking at anything that would make us, you know, because what's the point? Why would we be looking into critiquing an account that is saying what we already think is true anyway? And that's, I think, part of the reason as to why, again, we've not flagged these accounts as being problematic if they're on your side of politics.
What sort of accounts have been exposed?
Yeah, so some very large accounts, an example would be Trump underscore army, right? Which had 500,000 followers and including some followers that were senior officials in the Republican Party. That account turned out to be situated in India, or Ivanka News, which is presumably a fan account for Donald Trump's daughter. It had over 1 million followers. It was based in Nigeria. So that said, that's that side of politics. There's also ones that were Gaza News, purporting to be journalists working in Gaza. And again, they were turned out to be in other parts of the world. So we've got a number of layers of issues here. The first is, do we believe X's way of detecting where you are, given that so many people use a VPN to change their location? The other part is, do we care that the account is located somewhere else? Does it actually matter in practice?
I'm conflicted here because I wouldn't expect X to necessarily be about, transparency. I thought it would have been heading in the other direction, but maybe I'm wrong there. But isn't it a good thing if something like this is being exposed?
So in one hand, I would say that X is trying to convince us that this is them moving into being a transparent platform that makes things as clear and visible to users as possible and letting them make their own decisions. So in that respect, whether we believe their motives or not, that's certainly the argument that they're saying. They're doing this because they're committed to transparency. In terms of user experience, I'm conflicted. I don't necessarily think that every user is going to check every account, for starters. And the other thing is, again, because of confirmation bias, what does it really tell us? If we find out that, I don't know, I love Trump, heart, 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 isn't actually an American account, does it actually matter if it's regurgitating the kind of political sentiments that I already believe, because I can already find another account that is saying the same thing.
I'm just wondering whether, so I imagine Donald Trump wouldn't care if he's got supporters, he doesn't care where the website is domiciled or the social media account.
Exactly. And this is where I think the issue is more about state actors who wish America ill. And that's where this is an interesting story. Forgetting about individual users, forgetting about, you know, individual even accounts. Do we have a pattern of countries who are trying to sow dissent and to destabilize America from the outside? We already know some of this has happened in previous elections on other platforms. So it's not as though this is a completely new idea. We know that there are, we'll use the word, enemy nations to the United States who have a vested interest in sowing seeds of upset and creating a lot of conflict. The extent of this, though, is perhaps surprising to people, that there are people who are so heavily invested in causing trouble who don't even live in America.
Have we seen, since this change has been made, have we seen any stats in terms of the number of operatives from other countries that are trying to destabilize?
In terms of, we've seen a lot of accounts, but also what's happened is since these locations have been exposed, we've also seen a lot of these accounts close, which makes us wonder whether, is that almost an admission of guilt, right? In the sense that if you've been exposed as, you know, your loving Trump account was actually in Nigeria all the time, and when they've exposed your location as being Nigeria, you just close your account. Well, seemingly you're not even going to put up an argument, because people travel, right? People turn on VPNs. I've never turned on a VPN to pretend I'm in Nigeria, but nonetheless, people do these kind of things. If there was a good reason for it, I think you'd hear it. The fact that we're not hearing it from some of these accounts, they're just closing them, seems to indicate that perhaps it is an admission of guilt. It's happening on both. I need to be careful here. It's also happening on Democrat accounts as well. Mm. There are pro-Democrat accounts that are also not, you know, with, you know, hundreds and thousands of followers that aren't based in America either. And that's part of the concern here, is do we have international actors who are just playing the sides off against each other, again, to fuel this idea of America as a country at war with itself?
Do you think we're starting to crave authenticity online more now?
I mean, we've been saying that we want authenticity for a really long time. But what does it mean in the sense that, you know, I tend to see a lot of videos in my social media feed of people crying and, you know, showing their rawness of their lives. Is it authentic if you've got a camera in front of you? So I think this idea, we say we want authenticity. I'm not sure, though, we know what it means after so many years baptized in this kind of really inauthentic space.
When do you think other social media platforms will follow X?
Look, I think X is always a test case. If it's causing this much conflict and strife, and if it's seeing accounts close, social media doesn't want accounts to close, because it means that there are less users on the platform, or at least, you know, spending a little less time on the platform. So again, it's a danger to do it. X will say, officially, they want to clean up the platform. They don't want bad actors on there. But X, like every social media business, has an agenda to keep you on the platform for as long as possible.
But also, I mean, does it give X, I mean, it's a long bow, but does it give it a bit more credibility, the fact that they do want to do this, and therefore could it potentially attract back some of those accounts that left because they didn't like the direction that it was taking?
Which we already know, X has moved dramatically to the right because of a number of things it's done, and a whole lot of people close their accounts. What I would say is I think this is also something that they're trying to sell to advertisers, because advertisers also left X in droves because they didn't want their content, you know, framed alongside really, really extreme white nationalist positions, for example. I wonder whether this is an attempt to be able to, you know, lobby advertisers, come back to the platform. We're doing a lot more to clean things up.
All about the dollar, isn't it?
It really is, because again, most people who use X are not paid subscribers. So how are you going to keep the revenue coming in to keep the platform alive? One of those ways is through advertising.
Lauren, finally, where do you reckon we're heading in terms of trust and identity on social platforms? Like, where do you reckon we're going?
Trust is low, but also users actually engaging with these platforms is also at a low at the moment. You and I spoke a couple of weeks ago about individuals posting less. And part of that is because people are feeling like their feeds are just so chock full of crap. And part of that crap is either AI created or from junk accounts.
Lauren, always good to chat with you. We'll talk to you again next week.
I look forward to it. Thanks, Warren.
Thanks, Lauren. That's Associate Professor Lauren Rosewarne from the University of Melbourne.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.